Welcome to the Colton and Eduardo podcast. Unfortunately, the government has shut down, so Eduardo couldn't make it. But we do have Joey Miller in his place. How you doing, Joey?
I'm really excited to be here, Colton. I think it's going to be a really good podcast.
I can tell, but you sound very enthusiastic.
This is my podcasting voice.
Oh.
No intro. Come up out the wild. Like a baby dog, splash. Always see me glistening.
All right, so I was thinking we could start off with a little bit of our homeless story.
That sounds good. But I do have something, a continuation of that to tell you about. But yeah, we should do the backstory first.
All right, well, for those of you that don't know, which is everybody, me and Colton were homeless together for like 3 months.
Yeah, and I was homeless for even longer after that.
I left him in the woods.
Literally. So I think the best place to start is not how we became homeless, but what we did while we were homeless, which we went to Walmart. We bought a bunch of like outdoorsy, we bought giant machetes and tarps and stuff. And there is a plot of woods right next to Walmart. And we're like, okay, we're going to build a shelter in this wood, in these woods, and we're going to live in it. And we called it
Pimpio El Cribio.
Yeah.
It was very pimp-tastic.
Yeah, and it was super hot. And like when we were out there, we like forged a, I don't know how long, like maybe a quarter of a mile into the woods.
Yeah, we crafted a trail and then we picked the flattest spot of land that we could find and then we landscaped it and chopped out all the little limbs and trees and kind of mowed the grass, if you will, with our machetes.
Yeah, with machetes and like an axe. And we filmed the whole thing. What happened to the footage of that?
And
we did a time lapse of it.
I don't remember.
Yeah, and we were going to, like, after we had lived there for a while, we were going to post all the videos from it and kind of do updates, but we never got around to that. The real secret is we didn't really and stay out there much.
Yeah, that's very true. But it was still really fun.
Yeah, it was a good bonding experience with each other and nature. And then, so the shelter was basically just a giant tarp that we hung up, and then we had spots to put hammocks underneath that tarp.
Well, yeah, but we should also, like, we angled the tarp kind of like how you would like the roof of a house. And we really kind of made it like a house, just the way we had the tarp set up where that we could run the rain off and everything.
Yeah, when you were in it, you felt like you were in a shelter. It did feel like almost like a patio, but it was a little bit enclosed because the tarp came all the way down almost to the ground.
But one thing that I tell everybody whenever I tell this story is, being homeless was probably the best thing that's ever happened in my life. I don't know how you feel about that.
Well, it definitely wasn't as bad as I could, you know, I can make it sound a lot worse than it was. I could say like, oh, I was homeless, but you know, we had Planet Fitness membership, so we had a place to shower. I was working at Walmart, so I got all my food on discount from Walmart, and we weren't, at least I wasn't living like bad. Like we were clean. We were presentable. I remember the day we decided to do it, one of the first things we did before we bought all the Walmart stuff, we walked into Mariana Soap Cottage and we bought some homemade, handmade goat's milk soaps. So we'd be smelling fresh. And, it was very awkward walking in there because, I don't know, we were very unruly looking at the time.
Yeah, well, the reason I say that is not only was it like a turning point in my life where I was on like a really good track and kind of lost everything, but it also is just, it was really humbling to just kind of lose everything and realize that you don't even really need it.
Yeah. Oh, I remember cleaning out my car and it's like all the stuff I've had for years and years and years. I'm like, well, it's not worth selling, so just throw it away. I threw away more than half the stuff that I owned. So yeah, I agree. I felt the same way.
But when you think of homeless people, 90% of people that you tell that to, they just think of the people on the side of the road holding the signs, which neither one of us would ever even think about doing, because I mean, even if we didn't have jobs, I don't think we would have done that.
No. I mean, I would. We did this in South Mississippi, so it's not like we're in the wilderness. We can't, like, we couldn't really live off the land where we were, so we still had to work and stuff. But it, you know, you kind of got a taste of the life, like what it'd be like, you know, just living on your own and providing for yourself. And it's like, that's how people used to live all the time, and people kind of forget how great that was, I think.
Well, I mean, it's like we've already said, we both had jobs, you know, like I worked and we both made money, and we never even really cooked out there. I did once and you weren't there.
Mm.
But the only thing, we ate out and we showered at Planet Fitness and we just went there to sleep, and we didn't even do that much.
It was very first world, millennial, 21st century homelessness. it wasn't what you think. Like, we weren't like sleeping on the side of a road or anything, which I've always joked when I was little. I'm like, when I grow up, I just want to be homeless for a while. I just want to travel and like sleep underneath interstates. I still want to do that. I guess we could have did that. And one of the things I really miss from it, because a lot of times we slept in hammocks pretty much every night, and a lot of times we didn't sleep at the shelter we made. I would just find a spot and like, oh, that looks like a good place to sleep tonight. So, and then I'll go there that night and sleep there. And I really enjoy doing that. Like, just trying, when you're driving around, just looking around for spots that you could potentially sleep at.
One of the things that we did a lot too is we would kind of just split up, and I would sleep in my car somewhere and Colton would go and find a spot to mm-hmm. sleep.
The best spot, for car sleeping was definitely the hospital. There's something about that parking lot that you just got the greatest sleep. But also, towards the back of the lot, there are some trees, and I've actually slept in the hammock in the trees in the back of the hospital parking lot, which I slept really good there.
Yeah, didn't I tell you about that spot?
Yeah, you found that spot, but I slept there a bunch.
That was one of the best spots, combined with the Rocky 2 parking lot, which is where I slept a lot too.
I haven't done that one yet. Man, talking about this makes me want to like just sleep somewhere in my hammock tonight. Oh no, the best spot was Tree Palace. So we went over to Biloxi and we found this giant, well, it wasn't super big, but is it an oak tree? What kind of tree is it?
Yeah, I think it's an oak tree.
But then there's also like a palm tree. It looks like three trees all growing like right at the same spot, but it's very sprawling but low to the ground. So it's very wide, not super tall, but very wide.
But the branches of the tree were so big that you could hang up the hammock all in that one same spot. So we both hung hammocks in the same little bunch of trees.
Yeah, and it's right by the water, and you get the crashing water on the beach. Like, you hear that when you fall asleep. And I'm pretty sure if it rained, like, lightly, we would have been fine, because there's a lot of... The tree is very dense above you. And if we wanted... I mean, we could probably put 15 people in that tree comfortably.
Yeah, there's a lot of room, and I think if we ever camp again, we should go there.
Yeah, definitely. Well, let's do it tonight. No?
Yeah, I got work.
Oh, yeah. I got... Tomorrow's my first day of class, but I'm not registered for class yet because my financial aid hasn't gone through yet. So, I guess it's not my first day of class. I want to tell you about my... Speaking of which, of sleeping in the woods or whatever. So, you know, I go to I'm going to South Alabama this semester, and there's a lot of woods around the school, and I want to make a pimpio there, but I want to make it a legit shelter. Like, I want to cut down trees, and I want to build a shelter from the ground up just with my machete. And then I want to, like, build a bed frame, and I'll get vines and weave a mattress and whatever. That's going to be one of my projects. I got to find a spot first, but...
And you got the same machete?
Yeah, I still got the same machete.
Yeet.
Yeah, and I got some new equipment, like this knife here. So, I'm going to try that. I'll make it big enough for two people if you ever want to come hang out. But I also have, inside of the structure, I'll have hammock spots, so you could sleep in the... I'll have, like, a mattress, my plan is, yeah, you'll have like just a small room, and one side, the entire side's a bed, but there's, you know, storage underneath it. And then next to that, there'll be an open space, and there'll be spots to hang hammocks in that open space. So that's the plan.
So the biggest problem is just going to be finding a plot of woods that's deep enough that you could like move to the center of it.
Yeah.
And still not be seen by the public, because the place that we picked before, you know, was so deep into the woods that no matter what direction you looked through the woods from, you couldn't see it.
Yeah, it was a really good spot, which Google Maps helps a lot with that, just looking at the overview.
Did we even do that for that spot?
I did. I checked it out after we kind of scouted it out. Remember, we drove around the perimeter of the woods because it's a square plot of woods. And we never figured out if it was public land or private land, because we thought it was public land and then we thought it was private land. Now I think that's actually technically public land.
No, I thought we established it was owned by an individual.
Yeah, but then I looked into it after that, and I saw somewhere that was public land. Like, it wasn't, like, that we wouldn't have gotten in trouble for being there.
I still don't know that.
But, yep, you can't get in trouble if you don't get caught.
I still, even if it's private land, I mean, most of the places, if it's been wooded for years, I don't really think anybody's coming anytime soon.
Yeah, and it's not like we're building a house. Like, we literally just hung up a tarp, but we, you know, it was a heavy-duty tarp, and we hung it up very nicely. But, and what I'm planning on doing, like I said, I don't want to buy any wood. I want to cut down the trees, and I'm going to have to, probably have to debark them. I guess I'll make a log cabin type thing. Lots of mud, so I'll maybe stick them together. You ever seen the Primitive Technology YouTuber guy?
That's what I was about to ask.
I'm not going to watch him to learn. The idea is I want to figure it out myself. Like, I want to just go in the woods with a tool, and I want to build a shelter. And just the idea of that is very appealing to me. And then I'll have a place to stay whenever Kinsey finally gets sick of me.
I was thinking about watching that guy just to make like a small like shed in the backyard, but out of like the mud that he makes.
Well, does he make an entire house out of the mud, or just, I thought he just made like tiles and
no, stuff. He makes tiles and stuff, but he's constructed entire houses out of nothing but mud that he makes.
I mean, I guess you can do that. I was going to use trees. Like, what happens when it rains? Doesn't it weaken the mud?
No.
No?
I don't know exactly how it all works out, but...
Because whenever I saw him do it, he would like, take mud, and he would, like, bake it and make tiles. He made roof tiles out of it, which... I don't know what I'm going to do for the roof. I'll probably do something similar, like just get a bunch of skinnier trees and put them up and then cake mud on top. Or maybe I could try to make tile type thing. That's the point. I'm going to kind of play it by ear. I've seen people just take like branches and branches and just of leaves and just like stack them on over and over again, like especially pine, a bunch of just pine needles, and make a roof out of that, which that might be the best way to go. Just mud and pine needles and do layers of that.
I mean, but how long will that hold over time?
We'll see. And I mean, it's not like it's hard to repair, because, you know, I'm not going to run out of pine needles and mud. It's going to be all around me.
Well, yeah, if you go into woods that has a pine tree or pine trees.
Yeah, we're in the south. I think I'll be fine. We're at a crossroads.
Yeah, I don't know what to talk about now.
Yeah, that's all I had.
All right, well, that's the end of our podcast.
Yeah, thank you. Thank everyone for checking us out. Like I said, this is the Colton and Eduardo podcast. Hopefully, we'll have him on next week. Fortunately, we had Joey, but yeah, he was a great guest, wasn't he?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I was or not. But I guess I'll listen to y'all next week.
All right, listen to you next week.